Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. He joins us from Tel Aviv. Hello, Hirsch.
Good morning.
Rami Kouri is executive editor of the Daily Star, an English language newspaper. He joins us from his office in Beirut. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Rami, let me begin with you. The killing of Rantisi comes just a month after the killing of Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Demonstrations in Gaza were immediate, heated. Hamas vowed revenge. Is the call for revenge a response to this anger, or is it rooted in the belief that further suicide bombings will advance the Palestinian cause?
Well, it's a combination of several different emotions and trends, I think. I think what you're seeing, first of all, is a sustained pattern of resistance to occupation throughout the West Bank and Gaza, exemplified in different forms. Some people do suicide bombing. Some people attack only military Israeli targets. Some people do peaceful marches, and some people try to negotiate peace agreements in Geneva. So there's a whole range of ways that Palestinians are trying to end the occupation. So I think you can't really take this one incident and isolate it from the wider pattern. But I think what's important is that assassinating people, whether they're people who are involved in terrorism, as the Israelis call it, or other kinds of resistance, is simply not having the effect that the Israeli government wants it to have. So I think what we need to do is to figure out how do we stop the assassinations by the Israelis and the suicide bombings by some Palestinians, and get back to the negotiations.
Hirsch, let me turn to you. Killing Rantisi could only be expected to prompt more threats of violence from the Palestinians. Is there a belief in the Sharon government that assassinating militant Palestinian leaders will, in fact, advance Israel's security?
Well, I think we see in very different terms. We don't see this as a theoretical thing. We see ourselves in a war. When you're at war with the other side, you try and take out their commanders. This is a very, very effective weapon. It's a very surgical weapon. It leaves no civilian casualties. It takes away their power to operate openly. They go underground. It puts them on the defensive. And from our point of view in this war, it's a very successful weapon that has kept suicide bombing, thank God, at bay for about a month.
Hirsch, Ariel Sharon must have been pleased with his visit to Washington this past week. Just two questions. It seems as though he got everything he wanted, and I'm also wondering if this, if yesterday's attack was perhaps prompted by his visit, or he got the cover he needed from the administration.
I don't think there's a direct connection between the two, but what it certainly does demonstrate, in my mind, is that if Sharon wants to pull out of Gaza, this makes it difficult for his critics to say we're not going to have security. What he's demonstrating is that you can still have security even if you get out of the territory. But I just want to say for the record that the inner cabinet had given its permission to security forces to carry out this targeted assassination in Rantisi weeks ago, weeks before the visit to Washington or its outcome was even known.
Rami, let me ask, losing American support for dismantling the settlements on the West Bank must have been a tremendous blow to the Palestinians. However, they did receive support from European nations. Where do they go from here?
As shocking as it was to the Palestinians and the Arab world, it didn't really represent a significant substantive new move. I mean, this is a position that the Americans have taken for a long time, and most people agree that in the end, if there is a negotiated peace agreement, there will probably be only a symbolic return of refugees, Palestinians, to what is today Israel, and the large settlements, which are cities, will be annexed to Israel and swapped for other land that will be given to the Palestinians. So at the substantive level, these are not such dramatic moves by the Americans. But at the symbolic level, they're very powerful. The Palestinians have to come up with a better response to the American-Israeli diplomatic posture. And the current attitude of the Palestinian leadership simply is not getting the Palestinian people anywhere, and I think you're going to see some movement within the Palestinian leadership on this.
Do either of you at this point maintain any kind of optimism about the future for either the Israeli people or the Palestinian people? Rami, why don't you answer that first?
Well, in the long run, I remain optimistic that there will be a negotiated settlement, and that's because you have consistent majorities of Israelis and Palestinians in public opinion polling for years now showing that they want a negotiated peace. And the general outlines of that peace are going to be close to what the Clinton proposals were in at the end of 2000. Most people in Palestine and Israel would accept that, and I think those positions will manifest themselves once you get leaderships in Palestine and Israel, and the United States probably, that are prepared to make the courageous moves to move to this situation. But this is going to take some time, because for the moment we're in a cycle of fear, revenge, anger, and warfare, and I think this cycle is going to go on for some time.
And Hirsch, do you see it that way, or is there a cycle?
I agree very much that, actually, I'm feeling optimistic for the first time in a long time, because in Israel I see the country redefining itself politically. I have Ariel Sharon, who built all these settlements, now being the Prime Minister, arguing why we should pull out of Gaza and dismantle settlements in the West Bank. It's a very healthy development within Israeli society.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star, an English language newspaper in Beirut. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.